TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Last year, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers humiliated the Bears at Lambeau Field in a 55-14 rout. But Pernell McPhee wasn't a Bear last year and says history will not repeat itself tomorrow.
No. Last year was last year, man. He ain't going to do that this year.
All right. McPhee questionable for tomorrow's game with a knee injury. So are Matt Forte and Alshon Jeffrey, along with Antrell Roll. Martellus Bennett out for the contest, along with Eddie Royal and Kadeem Carey. It'll be the first ever Bears-Packers game on Thanksgiving. Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch underwent surgery today to repair a sports hernia. He is expected to return before the end of the season. Also, Browns coach Mike Pettin says he's disappointed in Johnny Manziel's relapse, in which he was caught partying during the team's bye week, leading to his benching for the rest of the season. Pettin would not say it's the end of Manziel in Cleveland, though. Josh McCown will start Monday against the Ravens. Two NFL games tomorrow before the Bears. The Lions host the Eagles, and then the Cowboys take on the Panthers. In baseball, the Cubs acquired lefty reliever Rex Brothers in a trade with the Rockies. They gave up 18-year-old pitcher Wander Cabrera. White Sox signed catcher Alex Avila, a one-year, $2.5 million deal. And the Blackhawks visit the Sharks tonight. Patrick Kane looks to extend a 16-game point streak. Breaking news on the Score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. November sales event going on now. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville. LibertyAutoCity.com.
Here you are, Mr. Football.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
When I was working for the Bears, they used to call me Mr. Goodfellow because I always thought without them.
We always called each other Goodfellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're going to like this guy. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. You understand?
Writer for National Football Post.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Rodgers takes handoff. Lacy bounces to the right, to the outside, to the corner, to the end zone. Touchdown!
Touchdown! 70 yards! Rodgers to Cobb.
Devontae Adams to the end zone for the touchdown! And a dagger!
Greg Gabriel.
This is a winning combination, and we're going to keep it going.
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And a 303 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. He's the man we can ask some of these questions to about administration things.
Greg Gabriel is on Twitter at Greg Gabe, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, Greg.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing well, my friend. Everything good with you?
Everything was wonderful. My daughter's on her way here. She'll be here in about 3 hours for Thanksgiving weekend. Bears game tomorrow night. A lot happening.
Yeah, it, to me, I don't like commingling Thanksgiving with a Bears game. Because to me, Bears game means Bears game. And really trying to watch everything and not having other people around and being distracted by stuff.
It's bad Lions football is what you should be used to. Yeah.
Right. This is going to be difficult to actually be able to consume this. I'm going to definitely have to record it and watch it again later.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, since I've been here, I came here in June 2001. I think this is the fourth time the Bears have played on Thanksgiving since then.
Oh.
So it's becoming not an annual thing, but it happens a lot.
Now, Martellus Bennett is out, and that sucks because you were just looking at what he did last week to draw pass interference penalties, just being that matchup, even if after the game his own individual numbers don't show it. If you look at what he did to a defense as good as the Broncos, even without Alshon Jeffrey there, that's a tough blow to the Bears when in a game where they were probably climbing uphill anyway.
Well, a week ago when we talked about this, it looked like a game that the Bears might be able to win because Green Bay has been in a funk for three straight weeks. But last week they put it together on the road in Minnesota. They had a strong game offensively and defensively. They sacked Teddy Bridgewater, I think, six times. Rodgers got his passing game back together. Still not quite the numbers that we're used to seeing, but better than he had been doing the three previous weeks. So, yeah, this is going to be a tough game. But, you know, Bennett's gone. Somebody else has got to step up, which means Zach Miller's got to step up and do a little bit more than he has done the last month.
And I mentioned this before that, you know, as a longtime scout looking at players, knowing people, that the Bears have sort of, at least to right now, lost the bet on Eddie Royal. I mean, I know, you know, when you go out and you hire a guy, I think it's 9 years in the league, Greg, and you know he's banged up, you know he's hurt, and you know there are problems. And he just, you know, this year has been absolutely done. Because if you're waiting for Eddie Royal, you're just wasting your time, it would seem to me.
Well, really, both starting receivers, you haven't got a whole lot from. Alshon has missed basically half the season with injuries. It didn't play in the opening game against Green Bay. Eddie Royal's missed about the same amount of time. So, and Jay Cutler's having his best year as a Bear, and he's been throwing the backups all season. So then that tells you, you know, how good can he be when he gets a solid group of receivers with him week after week.
Let's talk about Alshon a little bit from your perspective, particularly as a scout. That I've been told by people who know him as well as really anybody, not a lot of people seem to know him well. He has not been particularly professionally happy in Chicago. He's out of his element outside the South. He is socially, he hasn't made a ton of close friends. He doesn't like the weather. He would be...
He misses Brandon Marshall.
It actually does. That Brandon Marshall, for all that I have disliked about him, was a help to Jeffrey and a motivator and a guy who could light a fire under him a little bit when it came to approaching either his practice or his rehab. And I don't want to say that this has anything to do with his injuries or return from injuries, but the bigger picture of scouting the guy and knowing the guy and knowing who he is as a person is important when it comes to maybe committing $30 million of guaranteed money to him. What do you know about him, and what do the Bears need to find out as they make an informed decision?
Well, he came in after I was gone, so I never made a school call on Alshon. I did do some work for Phil on about 10 or 12 receivers for that draft, and he was one of them. And I thought, talent-wise, he was by far the best player of the group that I was assigned to look at. And I thought, you know, going back then, that, you know, looking at his talent with Brandon Marshall on one side, Alshon on the other side, once he got acclimated to the NFL, and Devin Hester playing in the slot, that was going to be a group that was going to be hard to cover. But obviously they didn't want Devin, and they let him move on. Alshon has got a lot of talent. I know his agent real well, and he's a quiet kid. He was undisciplined when he was in college in that, you know, he really didn't know how to eat right. He got heavy. You know, he played about 245 pounds his last year at South Carolina, and then once he got with an agent and got with a nutritionist and learned how to eat properly, got his weight down around 215 for the combine and his pro day, and he's stayed at that weight ever since he's been in the NFL. I wouldn't say he was lazy when he was in college. He just didn't develop the work habits that you needed, and I think Brandon Marshall did help him with that once he got to the NFL. Quality athlete, quality receiver. I can't answer the question of, you know, whether he likes it in the Chicago area or not. I know he gets along well with his teammates. He keeps to himself, quiet guy. So I would think what the Bears might think about doing with him going forward, because he's had, this is the first year with this regime, with, you know, the general manager and the head coach, that they may try to franchise him instead of giving him a long-term contract. And then after really 2 years of seeing what he could do, then they make a decision.
I'm sure over the years you've run across guys like that that you didn't think would be, you know, just say he's not crazy about the Chicago area, which is what we're both hearing. Not really wild about the entire thing. And I don't know so much the Bears, but just personally, it isn't something. I'm sure you've run across guys like that, right, Greg? They just weren't comfortable somewhere for whatever reason, and that led them elsewhere.
Well, you know, he's a small town southern kid. So, you know, you take a kid in Columbia, South Carolina, where he went to college. That's not the biggest place either. It has a very small town atmosphere. So now you go from that atmosphere to a place like Chicago, where you got about 9 million people in the metropolitan area. It's a whole different world. It was a different world for me coming here from Buffalo after, you know, living in Buffalo for 50 years of my life. So this is a different place, and if you're not going to enjoy living here and what's you can get out of living in Chicago, then obviously, you know, you're going to want to move on somewhere else. But I can't speak for him. You know, he's going to make that decision. I know one thing about players, though, money talks, and the best contract is where he's going to end up, not necessarily where he's going to be the happiest living.
One of the fun things through the first 11 weeks of this season has been all the new names that make plays for the Bears. And I guess this is an NFL thing where the average career is only 4 years, and we've seen all the numbers for some of the good teams, how many players they go through and how they find guys and how many undrafted free agents end up, just because they stay healthy and they learn their technique, end up being really good players. So of the fringe guys on the Bears who have done a thing here or there, whether it's Mitch Unrein or Bruce Gaston or Bryce Callahan or pick, is there anybody here who you look at and you say, you know, there might be something here? There might be enough to say, yeah, come to camp with a real shot next year. I mean, how do you know? How do you know somebody isn't just a guy who made a play, or it's somebody who, hey, if he stays healthy, he's just going to keep possibly making that play?
The guy who jumps out at me right now is Callahan. You know, he's shown a degree of toughness. He's grown within the system. They're giving him more to do as far as what he does on the field, playing a lot of the nickel cornerback plays. He seems to be a very competitive guy. Not very big. He's 5'9", 5'10", but, you know, he tries to play bigger. He's aggressive. You know, he got hurt early in the game last week, and he came right back in and played it, you know, just a series later, you know, which shows you his toughness and his competitive nature. But right now, I would say he's the guy that jumps out. Another guy that jumps out, and this is his second year here, and only because he's not a fit for what the Bears do schematically, but he just plays hard, as Will Sutton. And I just like the way he plays. He's never going to be more than a rotational guy because he's got size limitations to play in a 3-4 defense. And then in the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks since Matt Forte has been out, Kadeem Carey has kind of jumped out and shown, you know what, I can play in the National Football League, you know, don't throw me away. And he's very explosive to the hole. He might even be a better inside runner than Jeremy Langford is at this point, because he is so explosive getting to the hole.
I don't think Kadeem Carey will ever stay healthy, because even when he's running well, he takes huge shots, and I don't think he's got the frame to hold up with the, to match his game.
Well, he plays bigger than his size. He attacks people. He tries to play a physical game, which, from the standpoint of scouting and looking, that you want to see guys try to do that. You know, he's not going to avoid contact. He's going to try to run you over. Yet he's a little, you know, a smaller guy, but. You know, it is what it is. He's not a starting back. He's not a bell cow. Langford, I think, has the traits to be that type of back, given that he gets a little bit more experience. He may be the number one back next year, depending on what they do with Matt Forte. But I'm just saying, you know, guys that have jumped out at me in the last few weeks that have shown they they deserve to be here. Marquise Wilson, when he gets thrown into a position where he has to make plays, has made plays. You know, before, when Alshon was out, Marquise Wilson has played pretty good football. But when Alshon's on the field, then he becomes more of a forgotten man.
You ain't kidding. Is that what it is? Because, I mean, when he's out there, it was fine. And when Alshon's out there, I keep thinking Jay either forgot about him or he's not open or he's not where he's supposed to be. You can't find him. That's what I thought he was coming a little bit, Greg. I thought, this guy's coming into his own. He's going to be a really good receiver. He misses the number two guy, whatever it is. And then you couldn't find him.
Well, I think part of it's Jay. I think Jay has his favorite guys, and guys that, you know, if he's got a 1-2 and a 3 that he wants to go to, he's going to go to 1. He's going to go to the reliable guy, and that guy's Alshon Jeffrey, because he can make a lot of those difficult catches. He's got the size and the length, so you can throw a bad ball, a high ball, and he's going to come up with it. You know, he creates mismatches because of his size. But, you know, in the games Alshon's not there, Jay's been going to him, and then obviously we've seen Zach Miller come on in the last few weeks. He's made a lot of plays, and now with Bennett out tomorrow, he's going to have to make more plays tomorrow.
If you have to balance your defense against Aaron Rodgers between coverage, this team right now, not the idealized Jordy Nelson offense, but this one where receivers haven't quite been separating as well, have not been winning some of these one-on-one matchups the same way, do you lean more toward covering guys? Or do you say we're going to go with the strategy outlined so eloquently by Pernell McPhee and just try to hit his ass and attack him that way?
Well, I think you're going to see a very similar game plan to what we saw in the opening game. And there's going to be a combination of rushing the passer, trying to make Rodgers move around a little bit, and then also playing in coverage and do as good a job as possible against his receivers. You know, obviously with Jordy Nelson not there, his number one guy is not there, isn't in the game, but Jones has played really well with Jordy Nelson out. Now, he's a guy, you know, he wasn't with the Packers last year, he's with the Raiders, but still he's averaging just under 20 yards per catch this year, and he has become the deep threat for the Packers.
Let me ask you a question, just in general, about putting together NFL front offices and stuff. And we know Cerny, of course, he's out again doing his work, and he's got the muskrat on his head, and everything's fine. You've been around long enough, wouldn't you know if you were looking for a general manager or something, wouldn't you in your mind have candidates, guys you knew, Greg, could do the job? You wouldn't need any help in putting together a front office, would you?
Well, the problem is if you're talking, you know, ownership doesn't know the candidates. You know, so, owners own. And so then they rely on the league office to try to give them quality guys that are up-and-comers within the league. But sometimes, you know, they're going to miss on people, too. You know, I was talking to a guy the other day, and we were talking, one of the most successful GMs of all the new GMs in the last, say, 5 or 6 years has been Dave Gettleman, and he's been the old guy with all the experience, not one of the young guys that is an up-and-comer in the league. So, really, it depends on the person. You know, you can have all these hot names, but if he doesn't have a solid plan and know how to put that plan together and work with people, he's not going to do a good job. Guy like Dave, who gets along well with everybody, has a solid football mind, has worked for good people over the years, learned under good people. You know, look at the job he's done in Carolina. So that team is when you look at the injuries they have had over the last couple of years, and then you see the number of games they've won, I think they've done just a remarkable job.
And you are actually going to be hosting on these airwaves on Friday, are you not?
Yes, I am. I got to get up at 3 a.m., which is a little early for me.
Wow, because it's Mike Esposito and Greg Gabriel, 5 to 9, filling in for Mully and Hanley. So all of your Bears stuff right there, bright and early. Sounds cool.
You know, I hope it's a win so we can have an enjoyable time instead of having to listen to a lot of bitching calls.
You know what, you might think I'm lying when I say I'll be listening, but in fact we've got early morning hockey games tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, so while on the way there or back, I will be listening.
Well, you can call in anytime you want now.
Yeah, these Bears, I don't know what's wrong with them. You guys, I don't know what you're saying. I don't hear anybody blaming Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I'll call. I'll make your life really fun.
I love you, Greg, but I'm not calling. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not listening. I'm tired.
Thank you, Greg.
Greg, we love you, my friend. Have a great holiday.
You guys, too.
That's Greg Gabriel, who is going, again, to be hosting Friday morning. Mike Esposito, 5 to 9. Very cool stuff. So we continue. We've got the second half in just a little bit. And at 4 o'clock, Mark Schanowski will talk about last night's Bulls game.
The Bull!
Which I found completely uninspiring. That was, I
have certain rules about the NBA, and one of them is avoid Portland.
Yeah.
Not the city so much, but I could avoid Portland, but I don't want to watch them.
A victory as you're going to see. I mean, there's a lot of bad in that game.
There's a lot of bad.
They better to win them than lose them.
Yes.
And then 4:20, we're going to have Matt Miller joining us, and Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5. Boers and Bernstein on the Bud Light. Who needs two? Tavern Tour Deja Brew in Oak Lawn. We're here because of Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. You have the score.
They took flying the Blue W to new heights in October of 2015.
Here's a swing of fly ball to deep right field.
Was the Cubs' battle to achieve their ultimate goal in 2016. Remember, you can hear every exciting game from spring through the postseason right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Happy pre-Thanksgiving, everyone. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll gather around friends and family and give thanks for the things that are special in our lives and hopefully eat a meal that leaves you full and satisfied. All you want to do is coast along with contentment. That's obviously a metaphor, but it happens to be the antithesis of the Golden State Warriors, the team that should be the most content in the NBA coming off the NBA championship. But they're not. They're still as hungry as ever, and it's making for the best sports story in the game. Perfection is rarely achieved in sports. But through 16 games, unselfish play, genuine enthusiasm, and lights-out shooting has made them a record-breaking team. Could they break their next record and have the longest winning streak in NBA history, besting the 1971 Lakers squad? It's unlikely. However, if they do get there, guess who that 34th win would be against? The Lakers. Coincidence? I'm Tiki Barber.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or twiningsusa.com.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com. /weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL, and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL, and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like up to 40% off major appliances $396 and more. Plus, get a GE Hotpoint washer and dryer, now $299 each. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 11-2 through 12-3. Washer dryer valid 11-26 through 12-2 on items 591137 and 591286 only. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot with the Samsung Stainless Steel French Door Refrigerator for just $998. You save over $800. Give yourself a holiday upgrade with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you build cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount. Also available in black or white while supplies last. Valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6. Only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line, $36 activation fee, credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No secure deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments or due plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money. And I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Bring your family, bring your friends. Don't buy this alone.
$45 for first month and $5 discount applies after first 1.5 gigabytes. Get data speeds up to
128 kilobits per second.
Other charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And we'll be doing the second half here on Boys Diversity in a few minutes. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Look forward to catching up on a few things.
I saw a tweet here from the Tribune's Shannon Ryan. It says that the Illini's interim athletic director has told a local radio show in Champaign the decision on Bill Cubitt will be made Sunday. He says, in my mind, we need to make that call for everyone's sake.
I thought she was just tweeting out that he put together an actual sentence.
Illini interim AD just in. Speaks sentence. No, well, doesn't that mean he's gone?
Yeah.
If they say they're going to,
if all this turmoil is going around about a coach search and all this other stuff, then he's fired.
Right, he's clearly gone. Then,
yeah, because he's clearly gone.
You don't say that we're going to make that decision, and then you then make a phone call to all of these boosters and trustees and say, by the way, forget it, we're keeping Bill Cubitt.
They have to win that game to become bowl eligible. They have to beat Northwestern to become bowl eligible. It's huge.
Well, there's some bowl that's rooting for them to do it because they don't have enough teams that are eligible. It's just too many. 41 bowls is too many bowls. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's just too many.
I'm not sure how they beat Northwestern, but I guess anything's better. I think Northwestern probably, my guess would be, if I'm a Northwestern player and I'm still around from last year, I would kind of remember how that game went. And again, remember, it's like your third-string quarterback, and then he was awful and throwing the ball.
Bummer of a loss.
And there's no other reason to get excited about playing Illinois. There really isn't. But if they beat me like that, I've got that in my mind, and I'm sure plenty of those kids that are still around. Other than that, there's absolutely nothing. You know, and that's a pretty good season for Northwestern.
It's
that's
a hell of a season for
a
you know
big
what?
Damn bowl game.
Fitz needed it too.
He did. He did.
He timed that very, very nicely.
Windex could use a big season, too.
I don't think it's happening.
I don't think it's happening. It just started.
I know.
You've been limited. Windex?
I kind of have.
You don't think they're better?
Yeah, but they lost the one guy who matters a lot to them.
Yeah, I know
them,
they do.
And they're no, I don't really see it. Again, until they relax their standards, until they can get in at least one serious basketball ass kicker. Not just a bunch of really talented guys.
I know
they
what
need
you're
at least one real dude.
Because he works his ass off recruiting and all that stuff. And I don't. It might be too early to say that at this stage. I mean, it hasn't. Some of the players that he's gotten are just coming of age now.
I'm not saying he's never going to do it.
No,
but
I
he's got to find that special kid though. That some kid from overseas or somebody who is an NBA talent, a legitimate pro.
That'd be nice.
Just one. Just one. You watch that LSU kid. Ben Simmons.
Holy man.
See, that's...
Holy crap, man.
You know, see, when we were talking with Greg Gabriel, the one thing that's really interesting about the NFL, that even though we spent all this time with our pre-draft stuff and talking to Matt Miller and figuring out
and going
through seven rounds of this, because football's so brutal... Because guys just bodies break and they don't last, and guys, some guys are just more available than others, that you can earn a spot even just because you're around for a while and
Correct.
You get a chance and you learn some techniques and you get good. Then you have baseball, where baseball's just weird. That you can be bad and all of a sudden your arm angle changes a little bit, or somebody teaches you a pitch you didn't know. And next thing you know, you go from a 35th round pick to being a prospect. That doesn't happen in basketball.
No.
It doesn't happen. That you know it and you see it and you know what wins and you give that guy the ball and that's all. You don't see it. The attrition of football just breaks people, just destroys bodies and brains until maybe it's your turn and you get a shot. And basketball is one where your pedigree, from the moment people first lay eyes on you as a player in any organized level, you know it.
You know it. Yep.
You know it. And in football, the Bryce Callahans and Mitch Unrines and Bruce Gastons can go from a practice squad to
All I know is you need Bryce Callahan, otherwise you're bad.
That's all I know.
The
nature of that game.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Bears linebacker Pernell McPhee says the key to beating the Packers is putting the pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
One thing we need to do is hit the quarterback and win the game. That's it. And go eat us some turkey dinner. Happy Thanksgiving.
Simple, right? McPhee questionable for the contest, but figures to play when the Bears and Packers battle tomorrow night. Forte, Jeffrey, and Roll also questionable. But Martellus Bennett will not play tomorrow, out with a rib injury, along with Eddie Royal and Kadeem Carey. Packers have won 14 of the last 16 games in this rivalry. More football. Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch had sports hernia surgery. He'll be out a few weeks, but Seattle expects him to return before season's end. Rams wide receiver Stedman Bailey, still in extensive surgery. According to the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, he was shot in a car on Tuesday night in Florida. ESPN's Josina Anderson reports Bailey shot twice in the head. The Team says they believe his injuries are not life-threatening. Hockey, the Blackhawks have the sixth best power play in hockey right now, and the Sharks tied for 19th on the penalty kill. That may be a big factor tonight. Hawks visit San Jose for the first time this season. Hawks trying to snap a two-game skid. They lost Friday and Saturday in Canada. And the White Sox pick up catcher Alex Avila on a one-year, $2.5 million deal. Cubs acquired pitcher Rex Brothers from the Rockies for minor league arm Wander Cabrera. Looking for something to do over Thanksgiving break? The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday and Sunday. Grab a fan four-pack, including four tickets, hot dogs, soft drinks, and popcorn for just $89. For more information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Chicago Wolves, hungry for more. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
There is a surge of energy that always goes in to the start of the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
On the first half of the show, we had conversations with Big Cat Williams and Greg Gabriel about the Bears. Talked also about what we're learning that's going on at the University of Illinois, where they have some who want to dream big and want to get going and want to find somebody, others who want to hire a search firm, others who want to form their own exploratory committee, and really it's a lot of people yelling at each other.
A lot of people, and accomplishing what, by the way, while we're talking?
The phrase my source used was considerable turmoil.
Yeah, nothing.
And with the announcement that a decision is going to be made on Bill Cubitt, it certainly suggests that the decision has been made on Bill Cubitt, because they're going to be people going who are busy trying to, with big plans, trying to lure a coach who, if Cubitt is retained, are going to go absolutely batspit crazy.
Yeah, that news there is not good for Bill Cubitt. All right, now finally, I've been waiting for this for a while now, and he's a very calm and mild-mannered guy, but Brad Stevens finally went off on the Celtics. You know, he's a guy that isn't really, you know, if you watched him over the couple of years he's been in the NBA, he's not really that guy that's screaming. He was last night. A 24-point loss to the Atlanta Hawks on national television. The defeat came on the heels of a 10-point loss to the lowly Brooklyn Nets on Sunday and was Boston's third loss in four contests. And this is what he said. We had this coming. We haven't played well in a few days now. Even when we beat Brooklyn at home, we had a good quarter, but we had this coming. I think we've got to be reconnect as a group. I thought we did a lot of things on an island Tuesday night, and on Sunday, most of Friday. We've got to be a team that's first and foremost. It's hard to pinpoint, but I know this. When your defense is a sieve, you're not a team. He's right about that, too.
The family of Frank Gifford has published a statement. So during the last years of his life, Frank dedicated himself to understanding the recent revelations concerning the connection between repetitive head trauma and its associated cognitive and behavioral symptoms, which he experienced firsthand. We miss him every day now more than ever, but find comfort in knowing that by disclosing his condition, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, we might contribute positively to the ongoing conversation that needs to be had, that he might be an inspiration for others suffering with this disease that needs to be addressed in the present, and that we might be a small part of the solution to an urgent problem concerning anyone involved with football at any level. As you know, CTE at this point can only be diagnosed after death, and the family announced that indeed he was suffering from this. And what this article at Slate found interesting was this news coincides with the pre-publication of an editorial in the American Journal of Bioethics that is openly and explicitly calling for an end to public school tackle football programs.
Uh-oh.
The article is co-written by Stephen Miles and Shailendra Prasad. It is a rebuttal to the American Association of Pediatrics' endorsement of youth tackle football safety reforms.
Heads up.
They said, given documented rates of head injuries, the Journal of Bioethics authors say a more reasonable position is that the game is too dangerous to deserve the official imprimatur that an association with high schools provides it. They say the medical community could help students, schools, and society leave a sport on which the sun is setting. I predicted that public schools would be out of the brain injury business within, what did I say, within 10 years, which I still think is true, or probably down when I said it, probably down to 8 years
yeah,
by now.
Yeah, you're done. Time's ticking, but I think it's going to, too.
I think from a legal perspective, from an insurance perspective, just like public high schools got out of the boxing business, that it's going to happen, and the sport at the high school level will be a private and not publicly funded affair.
So the Warriors get their NBA record setting at 16 straight wins to start the season. 16, no, they're very happy about this. We've discussed this before that I don't get it. But you know, aside from the fact they beat, oh my God, the Lakers 111-77. That's not even a game.
There's some great highlights from that game, too, of just the confusion on defense by the Lakers.
And Kobe is 1-14.
He's toasted.
I know he wanted to come back. He's had this wrong with him and that wrong with him and all the other stuff. But does he understand he's embarrassing himself? I mean, when you watch this team, and they can do this to anybody. They can embarrass anybody in the NBA right now at any moment. I don't care who you are in the NBA, they can embarrass you.
Yeah, but the Kobe thing is going to be remembered as one of the really ugly ends of a career.
I mean, 1-14. And he's talked about maybe it's time to quit. Kobe, I'd start thinking about it even more.
White Sox signed a catcher. They saw Giovanni Soto sign with the Angels, so they picked up 29-year-old Alex Avila.
Mm-hmm. Had one good year.
One terrific year, made an all-star team, and I'll say that he gets on base. He at least understands that it's okay to not be out, which on the White Sox is a step
that's
in the right direction.
I imagine he'll
platoon with Tyler Flowers. He's just, it's not really any kind of inspirational signing, but he's a Major League Baseball player who at the very least understands it's okay, even as a member of the Chicago White Sox. We'll see. This will be tested.
It's
actually okay to occasionally not be out.
That's the second half. We do it every day. Was not a Bears game the day before. He's always asked what you think of this or the other things that we discussed today. 312-644-6767. Got a lot of guests coming your way, so if you want to jump in, now you got a couple of minutes to do it. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Brad Osweiler.
Bears fans, up next, the 4-6 Bears face the Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving night. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strack & Van Til, Ultra, or TwiningsUSA.com.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
for your wallet. With Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot, save up to $50 on your choice of a Milwaukee, Ridgid, or Makita combo kit. Now, just $149. That'll put a compact drill and impact driver on your workbench and lots of holiday jingle back in your pocket. However you build cheer, we have just the tools to make it happen. Let's do this. Select combo kits now just $149 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list. If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir, and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today. Uh-huh. Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6. Only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Offer discounted phones excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line, $36 activation fee, credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers, no secure deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments or due plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Packers bring Davante Adams to the near side with Fuller, right side Cobb, outside of him Jordy Nelson. Snap is back, Rodgers looking left, now goes to middle, now flushed out of the pocket, throwing on the run to the right, again Nelson open, into the end zone, touchdown Packers!
This is downright embarrassing. This is a proud franchise that's being humiliated here tonight.
They pretty much kicked out behind, so that's what I want to say. But I mean, this year going to be a different outcome. I guarantee it won't be like it was last year. I guarantee that.
Does a game like that stick with you?
I mean, it always stick with you. I mean, I felt like it was disrespectful how they put up points, but at the same time, it's our job to stop them. So, I mean, I guarantee it's going to be a different outcome this time.
You tell him, Violet, and you're right, because it's just not fair. It's just not there when you play the Packers and Jordy Nelson is invisible. That's just not right.
Right. How did they allow him to wear a cloaking device for all that time?
They did.
I know.
Damn, Roger Goodell thought it was something else. He said, go ahead, dude, wear it. You wear it. I mean, it's just not fair.
He presses that little button. Or the other strategy they employed where there were six guys on the field at the same time wearing number 87.
Can you identify the real one?
I thought both of those are probably outside the rules, but apparently not in the NFL right now. Either the cloaking device or the multiple Jordy Nelsons. that was just not fair. Northwest side, here's Maddox Boy on the score.
Right? Physicist.
Hey guys, I was listening to you guys talking about Northwestern and the Northwestern football program and the basketball program and it would seem counterintuitive that the football program would be successful and the basketball program couldn't. And I'm wondering how much the NCAA rule changes for how many scholarship athletes you could have on a football team has affected this, as opposed to how many scholarship athletes you're allowed to have on a basketball team and the lack of talent to go around. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's so much that, Maddox Boy, as it is what a system and coaching can do in football. When you are running a properly executed spread offense to balance out some of the talent deficiencies, the only way to do that in basketball is to do what they were doing with Bill Carmody and try to run a quirky system like the Princeton system. Once you get away from that and you're playing the same game other teams are playing and you can't catch somebody napping or catch somebody unprepared with a different kind of system, basketball, it's still going to come down to the other team being able to give the ball to a guy you can't stop. And you don't have it. You just don't have the guy. It's about the fundamental difference in those sports. Because in basketball, you can just keep giving it to that one guy who's better than anything you've got.
You know, Maddox Boy, and the other thing is really, that is all true. That is all true. But at this stage, it is. I don't know how many bigger embarrassments there are that you've never made an NCAA tournament. I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying. Yep. I mean, I completely get it. Yeah, of course, they're strapped on this end and this end and that end. But for the love of God, not ever? Not ever? Not once? I mean, all the way back to wherever, whoever played for Northwestern, there's some decent players over the years that have been Northwestern players, good enough to make an NCAA tournament. But, I mean, that's what Chris has to do. You have to find a few of those outliers, those guys that you said that turn up every once in a while at somebody's program.
Like a Donald Foyle at Colgate.
Yes.
Wait, you know what I mean? Like there's a guy who happens to be the adopted son of professors at Colgate who happens to be 6'10" and is an NBA
and
power
blocks
forward.
Everything, yeah.
Right.
I mean, David
Robinson at Navy. That you've got to find that guy. It was his dream in life to attend Northwestern, and he's an A student, and he also is going to the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, I realize all of this is complicated because of the stuff that goes with it. But at this stage, at this stage of your existence as a school, you've never had a team in the NCAA tournament. And I don't even know how many times do we have to go back. Was Evan Eschemeyer ever close? Were any of those teams ever close?
That was the Kevin O'Neill gamble. That O'Neill figured, look, I know that this is a tough job, and especially the way he wanted to coach by screaming at everybody and making people cry.
Oh my God!
That he figured that he was going to be that guy, and he would do that, and then he would bail.
Yeah.
And they ended up losing to DePaul in the NIT.
But there's the key. There's the letters you don't want to hear. NIT. Because that's like you didn't even play a season. If you're playing in the NIT, you're so bad that you don't matter. That's what Illinois is winning. They've been spending some time in the NIT, I believe. But I just think that of all the things in sports that you'd say to yourself, this can't go on. It's not possible that this could go on for as long as it has, and then continue to go on. And Chris has work to do. There's certainly, I don't know if that recruit is there yet. Probably not. But it's one guy. One guy
somewhere, and the fact is, it's a global game right now.
It absolutely is.
Isn't there a kid in some favela in Brazil who also just is a math whiz and is the next Leandro Barbosa something?
Somebody
anywhere in the world, anywhere, some giant German, some massive Russian.
Giant German and the massive Russian.
Somebody.
They're under a drive.
Somebody from Mongolia who just is 7'2" and can play. And
some outer shooting.
For whatever weird reason, loves Northwestern.
Yes, somebody.
Wants to be a Wildcat and is going to say, yes, I am going to play for you.
These guys do turn up on campuses. It sounds crazy, but sometimes there's that guy, and you go, wait a minute, we got that guy? Yes. And I realize, look, I understand it's the Big Ten is a tough conference for a school that is in this situation.
Where's the next Bill Bradley? Where's that guy?
Where is the next Bill Bradley?
Star of stars.
A man of men.
A leader of people, and also is going to score 30 points a game.
Knock down 30 for
right.
you.
Where's that guy?
His dagger jumpers. I don't know, but isn't there? I mean, I'm sure that anybody who's coached Northwestern could outline a bunch of recruits they've lost on at the last second, or a guy they had, or a guy they
probably
thought they had, or you know.
Oh, I would love it. Well, see, everybody. I've talked to coaches about that too. They compare the what I should have had teams. It's great. I would love to see, for all the Northwestern coaches going back, you know, Bill Foster and some of those guys, whether, and I don't know who they were in the running for, the guy, you know, whether Danny Ferry or Chris Mullin or some of these guys. I'm just wondering.
I just look at, yeah, well, see, that's the thing. That's who steps up and gets him is Duke. If you got a guy that you think, man, that guy's smart or reasonably smart, then I could get him, and then, well, no, he's not going to do that. It's just that you've added to this whole thing now where there's a place for some people to go. There has to be somebody somewhere, whether he's 12 now or 13 or 16 right now, that's thinking, I want to go to Northwestern. I've got the grades, I've got the ability, I want to go to Northwestern.
I think that guy is named Boers. That's what I think.
Well, there is one interesting Northwestern. Yes.
There you go.
He loves Northwestern.
And he can ball.
He can ball, yeah.
And he's going to be 6'3".
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Well, I think maybe you're actually burying the lead here.
turn your life around for you because he's interested in other things. But I just, you know, it's like, I'm sure every coach we've mentioned is some really smart, good coaches have been there. Have that guy they'd sit down at a bar and talk to you about and say, do you understand what I missed on? Do you know I missed this? I missed this. I thought I had him. And that's all it is. That's all it is. Somebody at the end of the game that can win the damn thing for you. You don't have to worry about it. You have to be complicated. You have to draw up a play and say, all right, yeah, he's got to be executed perfectly. Just give that guy the ball.
Right, where instead of Dave Sobolewski, it's a guy who actually is going to be on the end of the Clippers bench for the next 10 years.
Right, that's why I take a guy who's on the end of the Clippers bench. I'll take him.
I apologize for Dave Sobolewski, but that's like, you know, you look at these Northwestern guys and they're Northwestern guys.
They're Northwestern guys.
And even somebody like Drew Crawford. Drew Crawford's a nice college player and a smart kid from good stock. But he gets in an NBA camp, and they're kind of like, what are you doing here? What do you do for us, exactly?
What are you doing? It just seems like, because of the sport, it's such an international sport. There's so many guys from around the world who can play, and there's so much going on with it.
Isn't there an Australian? I mean, your pool is huge.
And football, it's not as huge. Your pool is huge. It's the world.
Some brilliant Serbian aerospace engineer. I don't know. He's big and angry, and he's named Nikola, and he's hairy, and he wants to destroy the rim.
Craigie!
That guy!
And you know what? Maybe Chris will find him. That's all I'm saying. I hope he does. I hope he does, because it is, to me, an ongoing embarrassment, for the love of God.
Mark Schanowski on the Bulls next on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Heads or tails? Kick or receive? With the wind or against the wind? Buy your friend a Bud Light. Buy a stranger a Bud Light. Go to your team's bar. Go to the opposing team's bar. Buy a round during the next truck commercial. Buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
'Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 25% off select artificial and fresh cut Christmas trees. Plus get select 100 count Christmas lights for only $1.99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/26 through 12/2 while supplies last. Includes only 5 and 6 foot fresh cut trees. Selection varies by location. Excludes artificial potted and specialty trees. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $6.98, and save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $2.99. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday, or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29, while supplies last. See club for details.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot with the Samsung Stainless Steel French Door Refrigerator for just $998. You save over $800. Give yourself a holiday upgrade with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you build cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount. Also available in black or white while supplies last. Valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6977.